Hi, Ragini again, and this is the last presentation in Module 2, and this is called Creating Your Own Benchmark, so you know exactly where you've come to and where you started. So now you have your completed map, and you probably feel like you're ready to start the journey, but not quite yet. There's one little piece left. You have the situation where the problem is living, you have the core interdependent polar pair that's causing the dilemma, and you have the strengths and weaknesses of each pole identified and organized as the landmarks on your journey as you go round and round that infinity loop. But I want you to have a benchmark so you know where you started and you know where you're going to end up and whether or not it's different at the end of the six steps. A benchmark is a way to test. It tells you, have I succeeded? Am I crossing the finish line? Or did I fail and do I need to go back and try something different? And you're going to verify that you got this shift that you wanted in relationship to this unresolvable dilemma by going to your body, not to your mind. Okay, and this is going to show you how to do this here in this last and final section of Module 2. We're looking at what your experience of this unresolvable dilemma is now, today. So here's how you find out. I want you to take your loop that you have that you wrote down on a piece of paper and put it down on the floor and stand on your loop at the center point, right on the loop. Okay? And then what you're going to do as you experience what it is now, you're going to feel in your body whether you are pulled towards one loop or repelled from the other. So this is where you're going to feel the inner tug of war. And just note, which pole are you more pulled toward and which pole are you more wanting to avoid or move away from? This tells you in your body, not through your mind, what the actual state of your unconscious mind is in relationship to this polar pair. Very important information. This is because your body doesn't lie. This is your unconscious mind's current positioning towards this unresolvable dilemma, and you can trust it. It is telling you the truth. Bodies don't lie. Minds do that, but bodies don't. Okay? So what you are feeling in your body is the direction filter at work. It is trying to get you to move towards what you, through your mind, deem as the more pleasant experience and to move away from the one that is the most unpleasant. Or you may feel completely paralyzed in the middle and unable to move. Or you may feel no emotional charge at all. You may feel neutral. If you feel no emotional charge, if you feel neutral, it means there's no emotional charge on this polarity. You're okay with it. You don't need to use this process on it. So toss it out and find another to work with to learn this. Anything that you already have a low emotional charge on or you're neutral about, don't mess with it. It's working fine for you. You don't need to do anything to make it any better. Okay, now stand on the center point and face the opposite that you feel the most drawn to. Face the pole that you feel the most drawn to. So you're not looking straight forward anymore. You're looking at one loop and one loop only. Notice what you see out there in the loop. What image comes to you? So if I have self there or other or success or wealth or togetherness, I have some picture of it out there, some image, some sense of something. Notice what's out there. What do you feel about it? Is there a feeling out there? Do you feel something in your body as you look at it? Is there some feeling emanating towards you from it? Hear what's coming from it. Are there sounds or words? All right. And if you can, just jot it down or have a friend write it down for you. If you don't have anybody around, just jot it down for yourself. So go ahead, pause the video and go ahead and do that right now. Great. Okay. Now what you're going to do on this step is return to your center point and breathe. It's like when you're tasting different wines. You want to cleanse your palate in between. So this is why you return to the center point, looking forward, and take a deep breath, cleansing your bodily palate, so to speak, from that one experience so you're open and fresh to receiving the next experience. Because what you're going to do now is turn yourself the other way towards the remaining pole that you'd rather avoid or that you don't particularly like. All right. And we're going to do the same thing here that we did before. Notice what you see out there in that loop. Notice how you feel about it, or if any feelings are coming towards you from it. Hear what's coming from it, any sounds or words. And again, write down what your experience is, or have a friend write it down for you. This is your benchmark you're creating. So pause the video and do this for yourself right now. Great. All right. Very good. You see, the proof is in the pudding. When you finish all six steps, right, at the end of the, I think it's the seventh module, you'll have finished all six steps, then you're going to come back and verify that you now perceive each pole differently than you are perceiving it right now, which you've just identified. You're going to come back and verify that you feel better about each pole as it is, and feel differently than you feel about it right now, because doing the six steps ought to produce a change. That's our goal here. You'll come back and verify that you feel emotionally and psychologically much more neutral towards both of them. In other words, the inner tug of war will either have ceased, or it will be happening at such a minimal level that it will not disturb you. So this is what the benchmark is. You don't think in your mind, oh, I finished the six steps, great, here we are, I'm done, there's a change. No. You come back and you verify in your own body whether or not the change we're attempting to get has actually occurred. If so, you know that your unconscious mind now has an experience of this kind of change, and your brain has already begun making that neural pathway stronger and more powerful in your brain. Okay, congratulations. Step one is completed. How do you like that? And hopefully you have more clarity and more hope that there is a way to find a different brand of happiness and more inner peace in daily life. Okay, my friend, there is homework here. I forgot about it. Sketch out how you create your benchmark so you get this in your brain. Explain to yourself why you want a benchmark and what it will help you verify. This is really one of the most important pieces of the process, because it gives you proof that a change has occurred. And that's what the mind needs and what the body will enjoy. And that will generate motivation to continue using this work more and more and more. Okay, have a great week. Look forward to talking with you soon. Much love.